Good morning. Skies are clear to start the new week with high pressure that dominated the weather across the weekend now sliding off the eastern seaboard. Still, that high will keep the weather dry today with abundant sunshine, especially in the morning, although some high to mid-level clouds will start to stream in later on in the afternoon, which will sort of filter out the sunshine a bit, but not before temperatures reach into the lower to mid-40s on average for daytime highs. As we get into the night tonight, clouds will continue to increase and thicken as a disturbance heads our way from the middle of the country. Parts of the area could see some light rain and snow showers before sunrise as lows drop into the lower 30s. That system will move through the region during the first half of the day on Tuesday. Some of the higher terrain will see minor accumulating snow before a transition to rain showers, while most valley locations will see minimal snowfall before the change over to rain showers, as highs reach up into the upper 40s and lower 50s with an increasing southerly breeze during the day. We'll dry it out once again for the day on Wednesday with a new area of high pressure building in, and with mostly sunny skies, highs on Wednesday will be in the upper 40s. Another and more potent system will head our way quickly after dark on Wednesday, and clouds will thicken once again. Overnight, precipitation will break out, and by early morning Thursday, most of the region will see snow or mixed precipitation. After the sun comes up and temperatures warm past the freezing mark into the middle and upper 30s, many locations will see a transition to rain. It is on this day where the highest terrain could see several inches of accumulating snow, particularly in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, but perhaps a minor accumulation in the valleys as well before the transition. Another wave of low pressure with a good chance of rain on Friday as highs push well into the lower 60s. Then we'll dry it out once again for the weekend, back into the lower 40s with mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low will slowly move south along the west coast through Tuesday evening, pushing a slow-moving front ahead of it through California. The energy will help pull a plume of moisture into southern and central California through this evening, leading to steady precipitation for the region. Heavy snow will develop over the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada, measured in multiple feet. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the mountains. In the lower elevations of coastal California, rain will continue through Tuesday morning. Rainfall amounts could be over 2 inches, which will lead to flash flooding in some locations, particularly urban areas and those with burn scars. A secondary surge of moisture will move into parts of California by Tuesday evening with more rain. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 5 above zero, with a northwest wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 39 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 22 degrees, the dew point 9, 57% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.63 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 13 below zero at Ulm and St. Mary, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunshine, followed by increasing clouds in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs near 50. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 27. The average temperature, 38, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just 1/10 of an inch of snow for the month of March, which is now 6.4 inches below normal, and 42.4 inches for the season, which is 11 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low 26. The record high 82 set in 1990, and the record low 4 in 1980. Sunrise this morning, 7.05 a.m., sunset this evening, 7.03 p.m., 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with some clouds today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Thickening clouds with snow showers moving in overnight tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine mixing with some clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Thickening clouds with rain and snow showers moving in overnight tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine mixing with some clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Thickening clouds with rain and snow showers moving in late tonight in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with some clouds today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Thickening clouds with rain and snow showers moving in overnight tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with some clouds today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Thickening clouds with rain and snow showers moving in overnight tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers likely, then some breaks of sun, breezy in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny in the upper 40s on Wednesday. Morning rain and snow on Thursday in the mid-40s in the afternoon. Cloudy with rain likely in the lower 60s Friday, mostly sunny, breezy, lower 40s Saturday, and sunny in the lower to mid-40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.